Next, we'll report on people who pour their passions into something beyond their work. Many people must do things to pay the bills, but also have a separate life. And in the coming weeks, we're going to hear from people talking about their weekend selves, a side some may not be able to express at work. We're calling our series Alter Egos, and today we begin with Kevin McClelland. Our colleague Renee Montaigne caught up with this young singer.
He's 26. His day job is something a lot of people might do for fun. He works for the Peoria Chiefs baseball team, a farm team associated with the St. Louis Cardinals. But his passion is old-time a cappella music known as barbershop. He competes with a quartet and also sings in a barbershop chorus composed of 75 singers. Well, I know you brought a member of your group, the committee, also a couple of friends who sing with you in the chorus.
That's correct.
So how about a quick demonstration?
Absolutely. Hang on just one moment here.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, you may not be in costume, in dress right now, but what would I imagine you all wearing normally when you're performing?
Well, there's always the stereotype with barbershoppers that they have striped vests and boater hats and, you know, spats on their shoes. And there's some quartets that do kind of harken back to that. But a lot of modern-day barbershop quartets are wearing regular tuxedos. Some groups wear tails. It's four guys dressed alike, but the outfits can vary.
So what was it for you? What drew you to a barbershop quartet?
You know, part of it is the style. There's nothing in between you and the audience. There's a microphone, three other guys, and the song. And it's so accessible. 90% of the barbershop repertoire is songs about love or loss. And that is what keeps me coming back to barbershop. And it is so life-changing, if it's delivered the right way.
Well, life-changing, that's a pretty powerful word.
Yeah. One of the stories we heard at the international competition this year was about a quartet that was singing a gig, and they were in a nursing home, and there was this one elderly gentleman who hadn't really responded to any kind of therapy or talk. You know, nothing really got through to him. But when the barbershop quartet came in to entertain, this guy who had been slumped over in his wheelchair, barely paying attention to anything, stood straight up and sang My Wild Irish Rose in perfect harmony with the four other guys that were singing songs.
Oh my gosh.
And that quartet sang through their entire repertoire, and that guy sang pretty much every note with them.
It feels like it's open-hearted.
That is a great descriptor. Yeah. I think the one of the things that the really good quartets, even choruses you see, they are giving you complete access to their heart. That's been the really fun component, is, you know, understanding how to release and allow the audience to see that.
Well, we would love to hear another piece.
Absolutely.
And I'll let you decide what to sing. Well, thank you all. It was really a pleasure.
Thank you, Renee, again. Really appreciate it.
Just a kid named Joe, what is second name?
Hey, that was our colleague Renee Montaigne, who just before leaving on sabbatical spoke with barbershop singer Kevin McClelland, along with his friends Tim Beidel, Brett Reinthaler, and Mark Scheffler.
Mr. Here's your paper.